This is the kernel dev room, in case you got lost, which is very unlikely given how hidden this room is. Our next talk is going to be from Jelle about GNOME battery charge limits.
Now. Welcome. Thanks for hosting. And I'm Jelle van der Waal. I work at Red Hat, and I'm started my open source journey by joining the Arch Linux team, and now I'm a developer, and that's how I got into open source, and also how I came into Fosdem. My day job, I work for Cockpit, and this is a web UI for your server, and that's where we use like 100 APIs, and it's a bit related to this talk. So this talk will be talking about the kernel SysFS API, and since we're in the kernel dev room, I'm a bit experienced with kernel development, so I wrote three small drivers in the kernel, mostly when I was hacking a bit on some Allwinner stuff, so accelerometer, input, touchscreen driver, some small stuff. So I'll start with like, what's the problem? So most of you probably get a laptop for work, and I assume you're like, maybe you're a developer and you don't have too many meetings, you plug it into your dock and you start working and you basically leave it there for the whole day, which means that the battery will get, probably doesn't deplete that much, and it will like constantly get charged, and then over time it might discharge like 5% and then charge again, and this isn't very great for your battery lifetime, because basically only the last 20-ish percent gets used and the rest of the battery isn't really used. So luckily vendors and laptop manufacturers have made a solution for this, and these are battery charge thresholds. They're implemented in firmware, so sometimes you can enable this in your BIOS, and there's a switch for this, and how you interact with this depends a bit. So sometimes it's like you talk to the embedded controller, or you do some WMI or ACPI, but that's just implementation detail. So there are like two things which generally happen. So there's like either you set like a charge threshold at 80%, so basically the last 80% won't get charged. And the other alternative is that you set a start and a stop charge limit. So basically between the 60 and 80%, this is the charge-free zone. And if your battery is under 60%, it will start a charge to 80%. And once it's there, it will stay. Basically, if you keep it plugged in, it will be basically stay in that range. It won't charge. So that's good if you don't use your battery a lot, except maybe once a month or once a week for travel, then this basically means you don't use your battery at all. So, I'm working on this because I own a ThinkPad, and the ThinkPad supports setting these charge limits. For this, there's a SysFS knob, and so my first solution was just I make a systemd service, it runs on boot, it sets these charge limits, and well, I'm done. These limits usually don't survive like a power cycle, so you have to apply them every boot. But yeah, that's not really a great solution for like your less tech-savvy Linux user. So for this, there's already some software to set this. There's TLP, which you might know, and PowerDevil and KDE can set these limits. And other these, as far as I know, don't really have any support for this. And looking at the other side, so looking at Windows, usually the manufacturer provides some software for your specific laptop, and they allow you to set this. So, but this talk is about how we intend to integrate it in GNOME, so it will be only about this. So for GNOME, there has been an issue on the for GNOME settings about this. Like, a lot of people want to have this, and another interesting thing is that that some vendors have some certification, and that this setting these limits is also a part of it. But don't pin me on that how much, because I'm not really involved into that. So, and for myself, I mostly want it for myself. So the question is, how would we provide this for the user? We can do we can make it configurable. You just input some numbers. We can, or we can also ask, how would the vendors want to have this? Because some vendors, like Novo, they ship Fedora pre-installed on laptops. Maybe they want to set their own custom limits, which they tested in their own test lab. Or maybe users want, profiles. This is what some of the Windows solutions you give you. For example, you have, a travel profile, which is basically no limits at all. And then you have something in between, which is 70-80%. It highly depends per manufacturer. They all have their own numbers. And some have a very conservative, only 50-60%. So there's a lot of variance. But yeah, as you might know, whether you like it or not, GNOME intends to be we try to give the user, if there's already a good solution for it, we try to make it as simple as possible, so the user doesn't have to I have this ThinkPad, but for ThinkPad I need 60-80%, and for I have an Asus, I need 50-60% or something. So the GNOME tries to hide that away from the user. So what we ended up with, what was already pre-designed, and after some discussion, we just ended up, there should be a knob which just enables these limits. And because the multiple profiles, if you would probably confuse users, do I want conservative, do I want mobile battery? So we try to aim for the simplest solution. So so that's how the UI would look. But then how does GNOME actually get all this information? So there's a daemon running on GNOME, standard API login, so that's UPower. And basically UPower is the bridge between SysFS over Dbus to user space. So it runs in user space, but to the UIs, so GNOME settings, the shell. And this shows you normally your battery indicator, if it's charging or not, if it's discharging, how much power it is. So this is the logical way to where we want to integrate this feature. It already writes something to SysFS, so it has the keyboard backlight support is handled by it. So this would be the place to do it. So yeah, the simplest thing would be to export the... so how UPower works is it has objects for your battery or for your display or for charging devices. And for your battery, we just add a start and end threshold, so we can visualize this, give this to the user. And as we don't really want to make this, in UPower, we don't really want to add configuration parsing. So we want to allow people to still, there's still power users who want to configure these settings. So UPower would have one default setting, but there are of course power users or advanced users who want something different. So there should be a way to override this, and an easy way to do this, because we get already rely on UDEV, is by using by allowing this to be configured via HardwareDB. This is so that we completely don't need to any new configuration file. You just make an a HardwareDB file, and that allows you to override the settings for your custom for depending on DMI string or your battery name, or it's pretty flexible. So that's all cool. This is, so that's, and now we look at the kernel side. And most of these charge thresholds, they are implemented in the platform x86 drivers. They're, as I said, they usually like call either an ACPI method or WMI method, and to set these to set and read these limits. So basically, you need to implement these two functions, and then basically in here for your device, and then you're basically ready. So that's easy. And that's also what I thought, like, okay, cool. With the start and the end, that's what I have on my ThinkPad. Well, how hard can it be to do this for all the other laptops? And then I started, after I was already working on this project for some time, I started looking at the other devices. And it turns out that actually not every laptop supports the same thresholds. Or so for System76, MSI, Huawei and Lenovo, they all support the start and the end thresholds. So I was like, okay, that's great. That's what I have. That's what I intend to support. And then I found out that some drivers lack the start threshold. And I started digging a bit deeper. And yeah, the Lenovo driver, basically the set method checks like, okay, we just tried to set 100 or 80. That's the values I expect. And that's it. So I was like, okay. That's interesting. And then I looked at the Toshiba driver, and that was, I found it more interesting. So the setting of the end limit supported, giving you, you could give a value from 0 to 100. So for the ASUS driver, the LG driver, if you would give like set like right echo 70 to the end threshold, it would give like invalid. That's not what the Toshiba driver does. It just sees like, oh, say you set 80, then I will set an end limit to, or say it's right 80, then I will enable the battery saving feature, because the, as you can see, basically if the value is under 90, we will enable it. So if you set like 91, we will disable it. So this is fairly confusing. And then we look at the function which shows the configured value, and this just returns either 80 or 100. So basically you can only set an end limit of 80. So yeah, that's not great. And the ASUS driver supports 0 to 100 to be set. And it's interesting, when I read the code, there was like, yeah, we can't read from, or we don't know how to read the configured state from firmware. So basically, whatever you write there, it just caches in the driver and returns what you set. So that's interesting. And another interesting thing is that according to users, that by say you set like an 80% end threshold, the driver, the firmware internally sets like a start threshold of -1 or -2. So that's probably good that they do that, but it's not very obvious when you, or like I wasn't able to verify, I don't have any, I only have like ThinkPads, and so I have to trust the users that they measure this, and this is the case. So that's tricky. And it is logical that this, that everything is implemented different, of course, because it's all the laptops are created by different vendors. And most of these, I think the Lenovo driver was done by Lenovo, but don't pin me on that. But the other driver, like the ASUS one, is probably reverse engineered. So I cannot blame, you cannot expect this to be like perfect, because there's no documentation about this. It's just all reverse engineered. But this raise for me the question, should the driver also show which values it accepts? Because if you're trying to like make an application, it's not that great that if you present like, okay, we will charge to 80%, but when you try to write this, it will just return invalid. So the driver up front needs to, the application up front wants to know what is supported. So this is something which might be interested to add to the kernel. But about the actual implementation. So I just keep the end threshold situation as something maybe I can think about in the future. For now, I only support the start and the end stop thresholds because that's predictable for me. With the end threshold, I'm not sure if there's like a hidden threshold set or what. It's like an unknown state for me. So for now, I'll have kept these out of the kept these not supported. That's a bit sad. I would like to at some point do that, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet what to do about that. So yeah, the merge requests are currently under review. This is how it looks like. And then because, you know, I don't have too many side projects, I was thinking about some future work. So one of the things is that I don't believe you can change, like, for example, the Toshiba driver to return E invalid if you write 10, because that's, you can't break user space. So maybe there should be a new attribute, but I'm not sure how this would be. Like, there's this other attribute, like the charge behavior, and it has nicely shows you, like, okay, this is currently set to auto. It can also be set to these other strings. So maybe that can also be, and I don't think you can change the current like start threshold to also do this, because that will break user space. So maybe there should be like a new file which you just can cut, and then it shows you what is supported. That will be like fairly easy to implement. Also, I would like to see this be supported in more devices. So I found out, like, I own a Steam Deck because, well, it runs Arch. So coincidentally, I got one. And I found out that they also have a charge end threshold, but they were using a custom SysVS attribute for them. So I asked them about it, and they're gonna fix this, use the common framework, and they intend to upstream this at some point. They're still figuring out some things. Dell is also interesting. So some latitudes, they export the BIOS settings inside of SysFS. It's interesting. They also contain, like, they also have like a charge control there. And I was wondering how evil it would be, or how bad it would be, if you just exported this also in as a charge control start and end threshold. It would be a bit funky, because, but maybe it can be done. And I also own a service, and this only has a BIOS setting. I looked at the Linux service Git repository, and there was an issue about this, and it seems that this value cannot really be read or set from the kernel side, so that's a bit sad. And then there's the framework. They actually have a tool which allows you to set an end threshold, so I intend to hack around on this. Once I borrow a framework from a colleague and write a driver to support this. And interestingly, as the framework's firmware is open source, so the embedded, it seems like after digging the code, so the code which sets the threshold also supports the start threshold, but if you look at the actual implementation, it doesn't do anything with the start threshold. So there's a case there for somebody who wants to like write embedded controller code to see if this start threshold can also be supported. I'm probably not going to do that. That's, for me, that's too deep. Like kernel hacking, I can do that. It's too much for me. But it would be cool if it could be supported. Another thing I would like to do in the future is to calibrate the batteries. So basically, because you're Normally it happens that if you fully charge or discharge, there is some internal logic in the battery's firmware, and this recalibrates the battery counters, like how much is still left. So it knows how much initially capacity it has, but of course it is great over time, and it measures this when it goes from, when it starts charging from 0 to 100%, it basically resets those counters. And as you're setting charge limits, the counters don't really actively get reset because they, you're not really fully charging anymore. And ThinkPads support a way to do this, and it's basically not very, very difficult. It's basically you disable the charge threshold, and then you tell that you can configure the charge behavior, and you say do a full discharge. And basically the laptop will run off your battery while plugged into AC power. It will go till like 2-1% and then switch over to AC battery, to AC power, and then fully charge, and then this should reset I believe the energy full count. Well, I'm not entirely sure on that. But it should really reset the counters, and then you have accurate battery information again for when you're traveling. So this was cool. Sadly, it's only supported for now on ThinkPad. I think the framework can do this, but I haven't looked too much in the interesting firmware repository. But it would be cool if more manufacturers would allow this to be supported. And then the thanks to all the people who have helped me. Like, this is not something I fully did on my own. I have asked some people, had some help from other people on the design, on getting into like how glib programming works. I'm not an expert on U-powered kernel, so thanks to them.
Hey, I don't know how batteries work, but would it be better for the battery, but frustrating for the user to have like randomized thresholds instead of just like 60 or 80? Like, aren't you just pushing it down? You know, aren't you still not using most of the battery when you just have the threshold?
When you have like an end threshold?
Like a starter end threshold.
Give him the
I know some users who do this for the Steam Deck, and they have this interesting bash script which basically sets like a threshold which starts at 80% and then gently they lower it. But yeah, so like I said, in the Asus laptop there seems to be like already a hidden start threshold, and I'm not sure if that's a thing in the Toshiba or the other laptop. So I don't know. This is also why I'm not super confident to support this, because I'm not entirely sure what's going on. Do I need to?
You're good. Can take a look.
Questions? What happens if you charge your laptop when it's not actually running?
Then the limits are basically
A ThinkPad, more precisely a ThinkPad.
I have seen you have using some SUSEFS interface on kernel side. Is it some platform specific x86 or you're using PowerSUS framework for this? Do you know this? No? So it is already power supply framework. Okay, yeah. Good.
Hey, I'm the maintainer for the power supply subsystem, and I would be willing to accept a patch adding like the acceptable values for the stop of the charge, as long as it's sensible. Like exporting 100 numbers for those accepting any percentage does not really make sense. Probably in that case, it makes sense not to export any file or something.
Thank you.
We have time for more questions.
Next is there.
Okay, more questions.
So just a quick feedback from a user who created a bash script to do exactly the same. So one thing that I really needed to add to my bash script was to not only save the battery, because I normally have the laptop that is always connected to the Thunderbolt docking station, and then when I need to travel, I need to charge it because it's never full, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just the single switch to save the battery is not enough, I think. You should have something like key combination or something that would enable you. Okay, so now I want to charge the laptop full because I'm going to travel without maybe changing the overall policy.
So like an override option.
Yeah, something like that.
That would be interesting.
Okay, if there are no more questions, then thank you for your talk, and we'll have a 7-minute break.